Recently, I'm taking a course called Persuasive Communication. It's an elective of the ELC subjects in PolyU, and I think it's quite effective. And the students in the class is very eager to talk in English, although all of us are not speaking very fluent, but we're not afraid to talk, and I think it's the atmosphere among the students that make us eager to talk. And the persuasive skills we are learning is really useful, because what emphasized is not good English, but using your passion and to motivate people to maybe get some change. So I guess this is quite a memorable English learning experience. Yeah.
Because you're also a design major, so yeah. Sometimes when you have a design or an idea and you'd like to persuade somebody to like it or to understand it, this would be quite useful?
Yeah, and I used to be very shy when speaking English, and I used to be afraid of public speaking. But in this class, I think we are affecting each other, the classmates, and the atmosphere make us feel more comfortable to talk, even though we're not very used to talking English. But our teachers encourage us, because she said you actually got all the vocabularies you need, and you actually got the skills, just that you haven't practiced enough. So she make us feel that, oh, even if I speak not very well, that's not a problem, because as long as I speak enough, maybe 5 years, 10 years, I'll be very fluent. So I think that's very encouraging, and it's very useful in design as well, as what you said. We have to persuade our tutors or maybe our classmates most of the times. So yeah, it's very useful.
How about reading? Do you have some memorable English language reading experiences?
Reading. I seldom read English books, but recently I'm quite interested in philosophy, so I'm reading a book called Free Will, but it's actually an introductory book about free will, but because of I'm interested in the topic, so and the English used in that book is not very difficult, so this encouraged me to read whenever I have time, maybe whenever I'm going to school on a bus. So yeah, I think but I'll try to read more in English, I guess.
When you do read, do you use a printed book or an e-book?
I used to read e-books, but actually I prefer reading in real books, because reading on ebooks really hurts my eyes, but I don't want to waste so many papers, so I still read in ebooks.
And what about when you come across some words which you're not familiar with, some new ones? How do you work out the meaning?
If I'm reading in ebook, then it will be really convenient, because I'm using MacBook, and you know, I just need to highlight the word and click it, and it will have the dictionary explanation underneath. So it's very convenient, but really hurt your eyes when reading for a long period of time.